Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Spidey Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Winspiration Radio, Gross Principles for Humanity and Progress. Join us when we share information, wisdom, and ideas how to create an extraordinary future for us all. The future is open. We together decide what will be in it. Welcome to another episode of Winspiration Radio. Today I bring you some valuable insights how to handle situations in life where most people do it different, living attached and suffering. Like the saying is, we can't avoid pain, but we can avoid suffering. Because what is our mental stage, what is our perception, what creates detachment, suffering, and so on. I will share some ideas, what I learned over the years, and especially also some insights from, what they say, masters in personal development. And one a lot of people know, I was befriended with Bob Proctor. Most people know him from The Secret, the film The Secret, most of the book, where he was a kind of main teacher. And afterwards he built a huge personal development company working around the globe. One seminar had live stream in 190 countries. So I spent a lot of time with him sharing ideas, discussing back and forth what is truth, how things are working, what most people do wrong, what I did wrong. For example, one was really a tough lesson. I grew up, like I shared in another episode before, kind of psychological drama, pain. So even if I grew up, I had a tendency to stick or even be stuck partly in those energies. And one day I wanted to share something with him when he asked me how I feel. And I was a kind of weeny whiny state. And he, stop! I don't want to hear your drama. You enjoy it. Oops. I said, no, I don't enjoy it, but yeah, but I was giving energy on it. I was focusing on it. And somehow we do. When we focus on the drama, and we know it from a lot of areas, it's drama, it's an energy field. Eckhart Tolle calls it also the pain body. It's like a morphogenetic field, and it only lives with energy and focus on it. Because we can, if we sit down and calm down and then say, okay, let's go to a moment of pain and suffering, we can do that and we can feel it again. We can go, on the other hand, at the moment, oh, this was the best vacation, where I was really, really happy, where I felt strong, connected. We're using those techniques for the connection, also for the purpose finding, because in the moments you're mostly closer to your true essence. But what I wanted to share now here is, you see, we can go there or there. We have the power. We decide what is in us. And that is what I really learned from Bob. And this was really always fascinating. It was one of the person, maybe the best in, who can think what he really wants to think. Yeah, there were situations I saw him also, he could be really pissed off, something, but very short. Then he got it and focused on the best, what can happen to him. But what I really, really learned from him also, what we call manifesting, materializing. With this example of the stick person, he draws kind of big head, and in the head is a line, so it's two halves, up and down, where's the subconscious and, let's say, the conscious on the top, where we really can think what we want to think and can reject all thoughts, but subconscious needs to accept. And above the body, the head, he painted often kind of the ether. There is this, like Mr. Wattles said, this thinking stuff. There is something in the air, ether, out of which today, out of which we really get all the quantum quarks and whatever little particles who form then the material, the atoms and the molecules out of the quantum soup. And that is, it's all in there. And with our rough intuition feeling, we create a rough idea, and then we start thinking and make it concrete. And then combined with emotion, we program it. So really understanding to get life organized like we want it out of the invisible through us and then make it happen. Like when the physics says the observer decides a lot what will happen. And Bob always was teaching also, don't ask God to do something for you when he only can do it with you and through you. And to really be in the position to materialize, he said, it's very important. You need to be on the frequency of the goal. Are you in the same frequency in the goal which you want to accomplish? Then it will come. But you need to be on the frequency. So just wishing for something is not working. You don't get what you want, what you think about. You get what you are. So going in the frequency is changing ourselves. So we need to first change ourselves on the frequency of what we want. In earlier seminars, because a lot of people dream of the super partner, soul partner, how to get it. And if you see it like a comic, then you have the little him and the little her, and then you see kind of thinking bubble, and in the thinking bubble, he has a princess or she has a prince. And they dream of it. But it never turns out that they meet this dream person. And if you just see it like this comic figure, here is someone on one frequency level thinking, and in the bubble is someone else what they dream of. But if they're not going on this frequency level where the dream person is, they never can meet the dream person. So you need to become first, you need to go first on this frequency level, and then it's relatively easy to meet your soul partner. And one more is really important. It's not about only wanting something, having an idea what you want. Maybe even more important is, are you really ready to receive? Why? If you want something, just by having the idea and stating, I want this, you're telling yourself, your subconscious, I don't have it. So that is so risky to create the gap. The gap. And if you think I want something and you see and feel the gap, you're manifesting the gap. And maybe you then never get it. And the other part with ready to receive is, if you have inner laws, programmings, that you're not allowed to have it, that you're not good enough to get the princess, the super partner, or whatever business partner it is, or business, money, how to live the lifestyle, if something inside of you says, no, that's not okay. For example, if you're jealous. If you're jealous, someone has something, you don't have it, you tell yourself it's not good to have it because you have a judgment on the other person, what they have. So you program yourself not to have it. You're not a good person to have it. You shouldn't have it. So if you then think, oh, I want to have the Rolls Royce as well as this person, what I somehow envy and don't like, you make it more difficult that you can get it. So what is the best way that you know and feel that you are ready to receive? Let's say it in a little different way. If you received something and you have it, then you know you have it. You received it already. So, and if you understand how the universe works, and modern physics tells you it all the time when we are talking about the here and now, and that there is no really past or future. Maybe time is an illusion, it's only on a level, but for the materializing, there is no time. So we need to be in the here and now and see and feel everything is accomplished. So you have it already. Now, like you often heard, you need to see yourself with and act like that. No, it's done already. That's why Bob always said, if you make a goal card or whatever, start with, I am so happy and grateful now that is. So there is the present, it is already. So there is not really being ready to receive because you don't receive anymore because you have it already. If you go in this energy and mindset, and then I'm grateful and happy. Joy, like Christmas present, you open it up and joy, so much joy and grateful. You have the joy and you're grateful because you got it already. And this makes sure that you are in the frequency with the goal, what you want. That's why Bob always said also, most people do prayer wrong. They pray, God, can you do something for me? I said already, it's not working because he can only do with and through you. But here again, if you want someone else to do it for you, organize something for you, give you something, you're always saying yourself, I don't have it, or I can't do it myself. But if you happy and grateful that it is already, that you received already, then there is no gap. And then you can be on the frequency with whatever you want. So that's so powerful what I learned from Bob, and being grateful was one of his key things what I learned from him. Doesn't matter what it was, everything in life, people, everything, and he had his gratitude list every day, being grateful for something. Because if you're all the time grateful, you can't be in a blaming and judging mood. And you always feel better. And you're always on the best frequency, which has a best chance to attract and materialize. So, understand, out of the blue, out of nothing, we create the material stuff. Out of an acorn comes a big tree. Out of a little human egg with a sperm comes a whole new being. It's all coming out of nothing, really. So be in the right frequency and be clear what you really want. Have the motions and energy and frequency on what you want. It changed my life. Another person, teacher I met was Deepak Chopra. My main lesson from him was, I was in San Diego and we had a meeting in his house. So I had a taxi, that was before Uber, taxi driving to his house, and it was a huge villa. And I was not only surprised, a little bit, is this okay? He's a spiritual guy. Why he has such a material luxury villa? So I shared my thought with him, how can you live this luxury lifestyle when you're teaching the spiritual world? And he said, you can have everything, but don't be attached. When God, or in the Bible it says, God said, or Jesus said, don't have another God, only one. It was not really the idea, okay, this is not allowed to have another God. But the main thing is, let's say today, if you only have this spiritual God, you can't make money, material stuff, at the main God. But we're living in a world, people are going for money and working their ass off for material stuff and forget the others. And that's why I was first a little bit pissed off also when I saw Deepak living in such a wonderful villa. But I got it instantly. Yeah. We are spiritual beings and should make a material experience here. And whatever we want to experience is okay if our intention is okay and if we are not attached. Because if we are attached, we lose ourselves. We start to identify us with the material stuff. And then it can be really end bad for us because we are limiting us so much. Our identity is always different than the identification. And if you have your true identity, you can have whatever fits to your true self. And it can be living in huge luxury. It can be a Rolls Royce. It can be even a private plane, whatever it is. But don't be attached. I learned the lesson and wrote a book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul. And in this book, I have chapters exactly about this topic. You can have it all, but don't be attached. Enjoy the Harley, the Bentley, but enjoy it because you want to enjoy it. And you enjoy it even if nobody sees you on the Harley or in the Bentley, because you just enjoy. You don't need outside recognition. Better the whole world against me than my soul. This is a sentence I got from Dr. John DeMartini, one of my mentors. I worked with, I organized also seminars for him. And it's really some very valuable lessons I learned from him. When I attended first the collapse process, the breakthrough seminar, the breakthrough collapse process, I really understood that we are living on this level of this material level we are living here. We are living in the polarity. We are living on the level of duality. And where hot must be cold. Where light must be dark. There always is the opposite. But when we are stuck and blaming other people, or just feel stuck, it's a one polarity way of living. You ignore that at the same moment, the other polarity is there as well. And it's sometimes tough to turn your head and look to the good if you feel what just happening is really bad. Besides, do you really know? Because in a lot of bad situations I had in my life, looking weeks or years later, I said, oh, it was a gift that it happened. One of my mentors, Alan Weiss, million-dollar consultant in America, he was fired. And that was his gift to become a very successful, self-employed, independent consultant. Making a lot of more money, more reputation, had a totally different life. But the moment he was fired, didn't feel so good. So really understanding whatever happens, there is also the other side. At least can say the coin has always two sides to really get that in life. So then you live a balanced life because you only can be balanced if you somehow more in the middle of both polarities. Let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Understanding the polarity, Demartini shared really tough situation, but something really bad happened to people. And they were like traumatic, focusing on the bad stuff. And he asked him, so what was good with it? What was good with it? And they refused to see it. But after a while, when he insisted and worked with them, they saw benefits because on this level of equilibrium, on duality level, there must be the same amount of good than bad, always the same. And when they found it, and suddenly not focusing on one polarity, and they saw the other part, it collapsed. Because you can't really focus on one thing only. It collapses, and then it's a big relief. It comes peace, humbleness, and it's a very powerful state because your power is not, your energy is not blocked, attached to one polarity. You have it now totally for yourself. And it was really also powerful to see people when they collapsed this belief, judgment, what they had. And it's not only on the bad side, it's on the positive side. You know, if you totally in love, you only see the good part. And later you find out maybe that's not everything. It's just the pink glasses or pink world. There can be also something what is not really the optimum. You get always both. It's a question to balance it out and to live it. You have good parts and you have bad parts, not just one. And if you do investments, well, maybe the salesperson says, oh, it's risk-free and it's everything. Nothing is risk-free. Nothing. So if you're not attached to a polarity and if you're not in the greedy mood, then you can check investments out. And then you can learn how to handle and then look, yeah, what is maybe really coming in the future? Where is more risk at the moment or less? And then can be a good investor and balancing the risk out. But it's only possible if you dare to see both polarities. And that was the big gift I learned from Demartini. But one thing also with this polarity is also you, if something bad happened, like we say, must be something good. And there's always an equilibrium. And it's also a lot of people suffer when someone dies and they cry and so on. And Demartini had a different opinion about it because he said, why are people crying? Because they think they lose something. But you never lose something. On the polarity of you can't lose because it must be done somewhere else. Energy is just changing form, but not getting lost. It's always the same amount of energy. So if a person dies, the form changes. This form is not there anymore. But all character traits, even the physical, the nose, the ear, will show up somewhere else. But maybe not in one person. Maybe different people who have all the traits, or one person has the nose and other has the ears or the hair or the name. But you never lose. The stress comes from our belief system, from our attachment that it should be everything in this form. So if we get that, we are spiritual people. We are here to make a choice what kind of experience we want to make. And if we did somehow the experience and something ends, like a relationship, and be aware, even marriage or whatever, when you have a relationship, the moment you start the relationship, you decided already that the relationship will end. Maybe not always like we said, till death will divide us. No, that doesn't matter. It can be a divorce. And it can be that really one person dies. But when you start a relationship, the moment you start, you know already it will end. It's never endless. You can maybe be not aware, not think about it. But it's good to think about it, because if you get consciously in a relationship and know this will end, you have the choice to really make the best out of it. Those who think it will be endless and never think about it, easily take things for granted and not having the focus to make the best out of it. So people also who don't dare to accept or think about that there comes a day when they will die, and that they have a special time, and they don't know exactly how much time they have for the physical experience, they often waste the lifetime. Those who are really conscious about it, and you can read or heard about people with near-death experience, that they afterwards really see the life different as a gift. Because it's really a gift. Even if we say we're 8 billion people here on planet Earth, well, look at the universe. 8 billion people is a small number and a short time to live. So use it. Be conscious enough. And I say, that is, since I really accept it for myself, I'm more happy. I value my life my time better, more focus on what I really want, what I think is good for me. Yeah, I had in the beginning problems because of regret feeling, why I wasted time before. But you learn, it doesn't help. At the moment you regret, you waste your time you have now. And then you go deeper in living it, making the positive experience. And I see it like a party. You're invited to a wonderful party. Maybe it starts at 8. And you know, 2 a.m. it will end. So now you can decide, this is the amount of time I have at this party. This is the amount of time I have going in a concert. This is the amount of time I have with my friend. This is the amount of time, maybe, I have with my soul partner, the marriage or whatever. And then be inspired and play really to win the best relationship, the best time. Not in a way of win-lose, just don't waste your lifetime. The more I became aware of things, I myself created ideas, oh, how can I make my life better? And yeah, started to teach, and I started also with the radio show here, just sharing thing and really encouraging you to live your true self. And therefore, I want to share something more with you, but before I do this, just let's make another break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What I like to share with you is the idea what I call free space. I grew up, and it is like when you're very small, and you know, we have not really a concept for the 3D dimension here, for the three-dimensional living, because we are spiritual beings, and we are so much more limitless. And now we come in the kind of limitation in the small body, because we are so much more, and how do we live here, and then we get a brain, and the brain is there to really help us to forget partly and to limit our impulses from the outside. So, and then we have people around us who train us how to see the world. We ask something and they say, this is like this. And then they want us to behave like they want it. And I experience, and my experience later is also that a lot of people have this experience, that my parents try to manipulate me. Oh, they worked with fear. If you're not doing this, then you. So I learned to focus and be aware of what is on the outside and react. More drama for my parents, reaction. Order, reaction. Like also, what should the neighbor think about you, and so on. So if someone then later said something, maybe you experienced in life also, if it's a boss, if it's a customer, and they say something, I don't like that, and this, or the price is too high, or whatever, oh, it can hurt. Because we get the feeling we are not okay. When you drove on the motorway with your car and then someone passed by and cut you off, maybe you were once pissed off, and whatever example you have. I experienced this, and then I go on the horn with, with lights and try to start a race behind him, and or show him the finger. In my old life. But what happened? Someone did something, and immediately I changed my life. Being pissed off, having bad energy, needed to raise or whatever, because something happened on the outside. I decided to change my inside and react. And when I got the idea of reacting, that I'm reacting, and a lot of times, I don't want to react. And sometimes I was reacting too fast. So that was not always the best way to handle a situation. So I said, maybe I should have more time to think. And here comes the concept of free space. We all have a free space inside of us. We are free, like thoughts are free. We can decide what we think. We are not our emotion. We can handle emotions if we want. We don't need to just feel the pressure and react. If you take a piece of paper and then make just some lines that you have three spaces, and nobody told this in a childhood, because my parents even didn't want to, that I have my free space. They wanted to react immediately when they wanted something. So if the first column, I usually use it on the left side, is impact. Something on the outside is happening. And the third one, we jump over the middle, there is a reaction. Because the middle space, we don't know, we don't experience it enough, but it is there. We have a middle space. So the logic is, there is the impact first, and then it's a free space. And there you should live. This is the room of the true self. This is where the soul is, whatever you like to say. This is. Everything is on the outside. So the impact is on the outside. You could say, interesting. You don't need to react. Besides, if you're on the street, you hear a car, it's good if you make space for the car. No, runner, but you get it. It's emotional. And can be also a physical reaction, because just an impact inside of you, thought or trained pattern. So there is the impact, your trained pattern, and you react immediately, not using the free space. How to use the free space? Yeah, some people take a deep breath, focus on your breath. And if you do this really, focusing on your breathing, the breath, you're not focusing on the impact anymore and you can start to relax. Some people say, before you react, always count to 5 or whatever number is the right one for you. But don't react. But it doesn't help really if the reaction comes 5 seconds later. You don't want to react. And then you can decide, do you want to do something with that, with the situation? And what you want to do? And then we don't call it reaction, we call it responding. It's like a response is, okay, interesting, something happened outside, and I now share what I think about, how I would answer the question, the situation. And that's all. And it brings you all the power, and you're totally with yourself. And if you really get it, and I know it took me a lot of training and changing my system, my inner system, and all those, the cell memories and everything. And I helped myself with the kind of picture, having a paper and the three spaces. Left was impact. On the right was reaction or response. And in the middle, free space, room of my true self. And then over the day, you can make your little memories with your phone, smartphone, that a few times a day you get a signal and then you check, oh, how I'm living. And the more you focus on it, the more you get the picture, the more you program your subconscious, your cellular level, and the more you live from the free space. And more with artificial intelligence, what is coming, the future for humanity is so much more on a different level, and just business-wise also on more creativity. And the real creativity comes if you use your free space. There you can live your purpose. So I hope you have got some valuable insights, and pick one and implement it next week. And one day you're only living from the inside out in flow, your purpose, and a life with real fulfillment. Be inspired and know the best is yet to come.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword care. That's care to pound 250.